This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The business of making your day better, how do you do? Hi, we do well here. Hopefully you're doing well there. DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I feel like I should have that big voiced announcer that introduces you, Jennifer, on the morning answer. And there's some suggestion that your partner on that radio program is somebody that means a whole lot. This is where the meaning in our relationship, this is it. That's all fake news. But he does have a big voice. The morning answer. Can I do that?
Maybe we should do a big voice for our own show and not a radio show.
This is the DJV show. Idea. And now here's Jennifer Horn with the lead story for this hour. Please, Jennifer, take it away.
Well, I think we'll start off talking about sports, spring sports, baseball. Major League Baseball has an attendance problem. At least that's how it is described by the USA Today, and that attendance problem is not going away. There was a significant dip in 2018, and it is existing again in the 2019 season, even though the weather is better, and at least by and large, across the country, and that there's a boost from some big-name stars that have been moving around during the off-season to new teams.
Wait. Excuse me for a minute. Would you mind?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. The weather has been better. They started the season earlier. The weather was horrible.
East Coast it's been bad. Maybe West Coast it's nice.
Although I heard New York had the warmest April on record.
Yeah. Maybe.
I just heard
a lot
that
of rain, though.
You know,
maybe a lot of rain, but it's warmer.
All right. Now back to Jennifer's original story.
So 12 of 30 teams are drawing fewer fans or did draw fewer fans in March and April than they did in the same period last year when they thought they had an attendance problem. Seven of those teams have seen double-digit percentage dips. This is, I guess, the one that's worse or hurting the worst, or the Toronto Blue Jays. They had a 33% drop-off, according to the research. Perhaps more alarmingly, 15 teams saw a decrease in their worst March and April gate sales, which serve as kind of a snapshot of what the ticket base will look like for the rest of the season. 12 teams had a gate of 11,000 or less than they did last year. Four teams are leading the pack in that. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Miami have a base of less than 10,000, so they're really suffering. Overall, Major League teams average March and April crowds that are virtually flat, so most teams haven't seen any growth at all, with the bulk of the teams actually losing revenue as people are deciding whether or not to support their team. So I don't know if this is a sign of the times. If I were the scientist here, I would say it's too expensive to go to a lot of these games. I know for me, if I'm taking four people with me to go see a Dodger game, that's going to cost at least $200-$300. And then you have to think about food, souvenirs, all the other things.
Very expensive. It's very expensive.
Too, right? It used to be $5 to go to a baseball game, and you could sit in cheap seats, but it would be $5 or $10. And now those days are gone. And so when baseball's looking and saying, well, we're playing with money. We're paying a lot of money for these big superstar players. We have to charge more at the door. Well, maybe people don't care about that so much. They just want the experience of going to the park. Obviously, people want to see a winning team, but maybe it's about having an affordable experience with your family, I would think.
Yep, I'm with you. Way too expensive.
Well, also for day games, people have to take off from work.
Yeah, right. But it's the experience here. Talking about having a great experience with your family, and if you worry about how you're going to pay for it, you put it on your MasterCard. Well, I wonder if I can pay for that this month or next month or how long it takes. That's just eating into the real reason for going. So that's a very astute
point,
Jennifer.
You could probably have the debate. I could take my family to to see a Dodger game, or I could take my family to Knott's Berry Farm. What are they going to eat? I mean, it really is about the equivalent when it comes to the money that you're going to spend. So,
boysenberry at Knott's Berry Farm. That's fabulous. I'd rather have boysenberry. Good boy. Maybe we should have boysenberry treats at the games. That's
there
an
you
idea.
Go.
Bring more people in. How about that?
Well, that's part of the deal is the concessions are so expensive. I remember, gosh, I wish I could remember exactly what the order was, but it was like two hot dogs, a bag of peanuts, one beer, one soda, and one water, I think was my last order at the, not all for me, but that's what I think I was paying for, you know, for whatever. I think it was like $70 or something.
Oh, wow.
And hot dogs are so cheap. I mean, it's one of the cheapest things that you can make
right.
at home.
A dollar.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, they could be stewing in their own juices, Jennifer. Good story. Good report. Next up, and this is the business news. Got a couple of business stories. We're talking about the meeting the White House had with the Democrats to try to figure out how to fix infrastructure around our country. Prior to that meeting, a study was issued that is really quite interesting as to how the economy works or what charges or moves the needle when it comes to our economy. And for the most part, most, I don't know if you know this or not, but the housing industry is the largest, biggest, most, it's the single biggest industry in our country. And when there are a lot of new housing starts or the real estate business is good, a lot of people are buying and selling homes, the economy hums along. Second on the list of what makes the economy tick is working on infrastructure. And if, in fact, this whole business gets to, you know, take place, they put the $2 billion or whatever into fixing the roads and the bridges, I've given up hope that they'll do it the right way. They'll just do it in a way that gives a lot of people jobs. And to speak of it, maybe that's okay. You tell me, ladies, what you think. Every $1 invested in infrastructure will drive roughly $3.70 in economic growth over the next 20 years. So is it worth it for us, the taxpayer, to fund infrastructure improvements for every dollar we spend? We get almost $4 back.
Where, so, if you think about it, though, from a business perspective, where else can you get that kind of return on your
money?
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Nowhere.
That's, yeah, right.
So, yes, I would I would give two enthusiastic thumbs up. Also, because I'm tired of my car getting trashed by potholes.
Well,
and the way they fill, I don't know if this is just a Jersey thing, but they do this, like, lumpy little fill-in, and they don't even smooth it out.
No, it's just, coal tar. Coal pack. So it's what they call coal. It rushes right out in the next rain. Isn't that
it's horrible.
Ridiculous?
It's just as bad.
Stupid. It just quiets people down who are complaining about potholes everywhere. I thought last weekend when I was in L.A., Jennifer, I don't remember it ever having been as bad as it is there pothole-wise. I don't. I honestly don't remember.
Well, before Chris Christie left office here in New Jersey as the governor, he imposed a 23-cent gas tax.
Yeah,
and
where they use the money
supposed to, well, it was supposed to be just for potholes. And infrastructure. It's,
yeah.
I don't know.
Here's
I don't
the
think
problem.
It's working.
In California, they implemented a gas tax a year or so ago that was not voted on by the taxpayers. The taxpayers tried to revolt, put it on the ballot, and said we wanted to overturn the gas tax. It was written in a way that was so confusing, no one knew what they were voting for, and so the gas tax stays, and in fact will go up again higher in June. We're paying four. I saw gas yesterday for like $4.50 a gallon. That's to put in perspective what we're paying. And our roads still stink, and so this is what concerns me about the idea of infrastructure is, okay, we put in a federal gas tax, which is going to kill people in California for sure, but take me out of the equation, is that money going to actually go to fix any projects, any roads, any bridges, or is it going to go into some sort of lockbox? Because California guaranteed all of us, all the people that live here, that the money from the tax would go straight into road projects.
Same in New Jersey.
It has not. And so that's the problem. It's going into fund pensions. It's going in to fix all these other things in a slush fund, and that's ridiculous. So if there is going to be a federal gas tax, if that's the big solution, are we going to have a guarantee of accountability for that money? And I don't know that any government agency can get, can provide that.
That's the problem. You're right about that. 16 past the hour on today's DJV program.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals. That's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of more business stories here. Dunkin' Donuts on track to eliminate polyester or poly whatever that stuff is. The what is that? What do they call that stuff? Styrofoam. It's styrofoam.
Oh, styrofoam. I was like, right. What?
Polyester? Are they getting rid of their uniforms or something? Or what?
Right. They have announced they're replacing all foam cups with new double-walled paper cups.
It's about time.
The double-walled cup is made with paperboard certified to, let's see, the Sustainable Forestry Initiative standard, and will come out in small, medium, large sizes. Company says paper cup retains heat similarly to the foam version. Quote, we are on target to meet our goal, projected to have over 70% of our system converted by the end of the year, said a company spokesperson. So that's pretty environmentally friendly. At least the stuff they've cut.
Well, they're so far behind. They're basically going to use cups like Starbucks, but they're so far behind. Mm-hmm. That styrofoam, it can't be recycled. It just sits in landfills, floats around, breaks down. Fish eat it. It's horrible. Mm. It's just like plastic.
Right. One other item here: Boeing says its CEO will stay. He took questions from reporters about the 737 MAX. He says he intends to remain CEO because the 737 has nothing wrong with it. It's pilot error that caused the crashes.
Bold
claim.
Wow.
You keep
this guy will crash and burn like a plane.
See you later. 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown in the jail. And rocks in a cell inside of this hell. Even though
hey, it's a Bob Dylan, boys and girls. Yeah, it is. Actually, it's pretty good. It's not called Political World. Drink this up a bit, Karen. You like this, ladies?
I have never heard this. I like Bob Dylan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this new, or do we not know?
I'm trying to remember where or if I've heard it before, and I don't remember, honestly. But it is moderately typical, a little more upbeat than most of Bob Dylan's stuff. Martin Scorsese has done a film about Bob Dylan, and it's going to make its premiere this summer. It's called Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story. The movie will launch on the 12th of next month on Netflix and also in cinemas around the country. Said to capture the troubled spirit of America in 1975 and the joyous music that Dylan performed during the fall of that year. It's sort of a part documentary, part concert film, part fever dream. Rolling Thunder is a one-of-a-kind experience from Martin Scorsese, so he says. All of Dylan's performances in the film are included in the upcoming box set, Rolling Thunder Review, the 1975 live recordings, which will be released on the 7th of next month before the movie launches. It's a 14-CD, 148-track collection, including all five of Dylan's full sets from that tour. Also features rehearsal clips from New York studios where he did the recording. Dylan is currently on tour across Europe. Will headline the British Summertime Festival with Neil Young at Hyde Park on July 12th. There's a combination, man. I don't know who slurs their words. It's a real combo. Neil Young and Bob Dylan. But listen to this. The Hurricane's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Did you play a little? I didn't hear you play a piece of It Ain't Me, Babe. Did you play that, Kara? If you did, I didn't hear it.
I didn't. Do you want to listen to that song?
Yeah, just for a second. It's kind of a fun Bob Dylan song.
That's not Bob Dylan.
No.
Well, there you go. That's why I didn't play it.
That's somewhat horrible covering Bob Dylan. Wow.
And that?
All right, thanks to the overnight crew for another
show. Yeah, crack overnight crew. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All
right.
Bob Dylan,
there you go. Let's see if we can move on to another story and have a little more credibility. 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Dun Jan, Victoria, Kara, and Doug with you, enjoying now a focus on Peter Frampton, who has announced that he's going to release a covers album sometime this summer. It's titled All Blues, and it'll feature 10 of his favorite blues tracks, which were recorded last summer following the conclusion of his tour last year. It's going to come out next month, the 7th of June, just days before he goes on his quote-unquote farewell tour. How many of these has he done so far?
No, this one, unfortunately, this one's for real, because he's got that muscular...
Parkinson's or something close
it's
to it.
A degenerative body, muscle disease.
Yeah, body meiosis. Yeah. He said in a statement, quote, "I've always loved to play the blues. When we formed Humble Pie," my God, I forgot he was in Humble Pie. Yeah, that was the same time Eric Clapton was in Cream back in the day. I forgot all about that. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, well, you guys don't even know what Humble Pie is, so.
I've heard of them.
Have you?
Yeah. My dad listens to them.
Oh, yeah, right, of course. My father listens to that. Yes, of course. I used to play that stuff when I was a jock. Anyway, we formed Humble Pie. The first material we played together was just that, blues. The last couple of summers I've been playing a handful of blues numbers every night on stage with Steve Miller. Man, I want to see that Steve Miller concert this summer. I watched him, I think I told you, on Austin City Limits, and I'd forgotten how good he is. How straightforward, just no nonsense, play the music. Anyway, so Frampton enjoyed that. He, with this recording, pays tribute to all the original artists who invented this incredible music. So that's the story. Peter Frampton with a cover album on blues at 28 after. This is the DJV Show.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr took heat from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Here's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
You, in effect, exonerated or cleared the president.
No. I didn't exonerate. I said that we did not believe that there was sufficient evidence to establish an obstruction offense, which is the job of the Justice Department.
That was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barr was supposed to appear before the House on Thursday, but now he says he's not going. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
I can understand, given how dishonest he has been since March 24th at the latest, I can understand why he is afraid of facing more effective examination.
He says he won't issue a subpoena yet, but the committee is considering a contempt citation against Barr if the Justice Department doesn't provide them with the unredacted Mueller report soon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program, we're going to have a recall test at the end of the hour on all the things that we talk about between now and the top of the hour. So be paying close attention to details because there could be something special in it just for you. All right. With that, Victoria, please take the stage. Victoria is here with Jennifer and Kara. Yeah.
All right. Buckle up. This is an airline story that's going to make everybody really annoyed. Uh-oh. United Airlines is in the spotlight again, and this time it is the controversy is surrounding a Canadian amputee who is petitioning to have his case heard by the Canadian Human Rights Commission after United Airlines told him it was unsafe for him to fly with his scooter's $2,000 battery and its spare. Now, he lost his left arm and his right leg in a workplace accident in 1984. He uses a scooter powered by lithium batteries to get around. He can wear a prosthetic leg, but only for very short amounts of time, just because it's too painful. And so he can't walk, really. And so he and his wife were traveling through the Calgary International Airport. They were traveling for their 43rd wedding anniversary, and that's when United Airlines said, nope, you can't bring the scooter because you can't bring the battery. And now this is something that's been happening recently. If you have a suitcase that has a lithium battery in it that will charge your cell phone, you have to pack that separately. So instead of telling him that he could pack it separately, like all the other lithium ion batteries, and these are also in your cell phones too, by the way, laptops, all that, it's all the same thing. So for some reason, they took exception to his scooter's battery, and they refused to let him on the plane with his scooter or the battery. So he basically, he said essentially he was left crawling onto the plane. They offered him a wheelchair, and he said, how is a one-armed guy going to run a wheelchair? And he said, how am I going to go down a ramp and brake with one hand? He said, that shouldn't even have been a suggestion from United Airlines. So he basically, they ended up most of his anniversary weekend, his trip with his wife, he was spent confined to bed because he didn't have his scooter, and there's no other way for him to get around. And so United Airlines, of course, doing this typical right. Oh, we'll look into it, we'll investigate it, and blah, blah, blah. Right. The Human Rights Act actually allows for up to $20,000 in damages for each count of pain and suffering, and so that's where he's taking his case now. And he wants a federal judge to compel the Canadian Human Rights Commission to actually review the case because they are backlogged, but he feels that, you know, this is not the way that an airline should treat any disabled person. And I fully
agree
with him.
They are so clueless.
It's ridiculous.
They're just so clueless. They have brought service, the word service, to a new low. Mm-hmm. And they're not, it's not, I had my conversation. I said to the lady at American yesterday, you and I are becoming best friends because I have so many problems. And I just now call her. She's a service person, and they're supposed to straighten out all of your problems. And the problems, instead of the last time she fixed them, they got worse. And because they're so big, they're top heavy, they don't have good management, the training is terrible. I mean, sensitivity, when you're dealing with as many people as these folks are, and in circumstances like somebody getting on a plane that's got special circumstances, you don't train your people to be a little bit more either in depth with the questioning, a little more sensitive, oh yes, we'll take care of it. Instead, they have this surly attitude, this arrogance about them. Well, I'm in charge and you're not. And if you give me any lip, I'll call the police. That's their latest. Anybody who questions anything, are you misrepresenting? I don't like your tone of voice. I'm going to call the police. Yeah.
Well,
so they deserve every bit of bad publicity that they get.
And, you know, in this case, too, this guy is he's a seasoned traveler, and he said that he was prepared. He had his documents that had been printed out from the International Air Transport Association that said that while there is a risk of fire hazard with lithium ion batteries, which everybody knows, that the association's global standards make exceptions for the medical devices of travelers with disabilities if the airline gives prior approval. He also had documentation that he had gotten prior approval from United Airlines, and yet the person at the gate sided with the Canadian Air Transit security. Basically, at the gate, they said, oh, you can't bring that on. And he said, well, no, I've got all my documentation. I've got everything in order. And then the person at the gate from United Airlines, I guess, just said, oh, well, I don't know, and then sided with security. And then, you know, this entire trip
was
ruined.
That's the equivalency of the TSA.
These people that are doing this, they know what the rules are, and they're just trained to follow the rules. They're not using any common sense to say, wait a second, maybe I should check with someone higher up about this. And maybe there's no one for them to check with. I don't vilify this person. She's probably trying to follow the rules.
It's the policies at United that we're talking about, not this lady necessarily.
But the thing is, though, that United gave him permission. He had it printed out. That's really the problem. This person just said, oh, well, if security says you can't get on,
then... trained, then there needs to be some kind of training that tells you what to do in that circumstance, and they don't have it, obviously. So, again, they deserve every bit of bad publicity that they get. Here's another one. You want to talk about problems and how to resolve them or how not to resolve them. A couple of whistleblowers at one of the drug companies, the one responsible for the largest drug price increase in U.S. history, says the company bribed doctors and their staff to increase sales of their products.
What a shock.
Yeah, I know. It's really sorry. Do I bother even to go on? The whistleblower said in the lawsuit against the company it was part of an intentional multi-tiered strategy by Crestcor Pharmacy, now a company run by, it's owned by Mallinckrodt, or whatever, how you pronounce that. Anyway, they are accusing this drug company of cheating the government out of millions and millions and millions of dollars. Really, you think so? The price of the drug in question, which is best known for treating a rare infant seizure disorder, has increased, listen to this, hold on, stop what you're doing, listen to this. The cost of the drug went from $40 a vial to $39,000 today. That's a 97,000% increase. You think these people aren't hogs, pigs?
Well, they're just billing it all to the government through Medicare.
Right. They figure, who cares? It's the government who's paying for it.
Yeah, Medicaid, Medicare. Yep.
Justice Department has now intervened in the case. They conducted their own investigation. That's a sign the government believes the allegations probably are true. The allegations were laid out by the whistleblowers. There's a culture, and this is what they're directing our attention to. This culture designed to sell drugs at any cost, from the lying to the FDA about what really the tests show, to offering bribes to doctors and nurses. The price increase combined with an aggressive sales push in the doctors who service people who have problems with things like rheumatoid arthritis and MS, other areas. The annual sales to this company are $1 billion for this one drug alone. Medicare reimbursements. Investigation last year found that Medicare spending on some of these drugs risen dramatically, tenfold over 6 years. So anyway, this drug company could be required to pay up to three times the amount the government is found to have been defrauded, as well as penalties ranging from $5,500 to $11,000 for each false claim. So maybe they'll put this drug company out of business.
That's a lot of money.
And then they'll go out of business, and then we'll have to bail them out.
Yeah, right? There you go. What a culture.
But thank God for the whistleblowers, because we would never have known, you know?
A hypothetical after this on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away three full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. the all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10e, 128GB, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's a hypothetical. A telescope detects an asteroid between 100 and 300 meters in diameter racing through our solar system at 14 miles a second, 57 million miles from Earth. Astronomers estimate a 1% risk that this big space rock will collide with our planet on April 27th, 2027. What do we do? What about this? 300 astronomers, scientists, engineers, applying their collective minds to actually it's an international effort. They've known about this since 2013. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says, quote, "We have to make sure people understand this is not Hollywood. This is something that really could happen, even though there's only a 1% chance that it would happen. The idea that one day planet Earth will have to defend itself against an asteroid," the giggle factor in this going back to, remember that movie that Ben Affleck?
Didn't Bruce Willis already solve this problem?
Yeah.
We'll just send him up and do it again.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, the other one was Duval was in the other spaceship. He really solved it. There were two of those movies on the same, was in the same year, I think, wasn't it? Anyway, there was something like this that happened. There was a meteor that blew up in the atmosphere over Russia in 2013. But that's what gave them. It was 65 feet long, and it just exploded 14 miles in the atmosphere above this town, this small little town. But it blew up with such a force that it shattered windows and buildings in this town, and that about 1,000 people were hurt by the bits and pieces of the asteroid as it broke up coming through the atmosphere and landed in this town. So when you look at the video from that and you think about all of the space stuff, we were talking about this, I think, a week or two ago, about all the particles from all, this is what's so hard for people to grasp. There are billions of these particles that are floating all around the universe because planets blow up. And the space junk, the pieces of dirt or rock or whatever it is the planet's made out of, just float out there. And so it stands to reason that sooner or later, who knows how many, some people say that there are, this year alone already, 700 of these things have melted in our atmosphere. 700 so far this year. So the fact that this thing could, what amazes me is that they've got it projected for the exact date they're going to hit the planet. Wow, huh? Isn't that something when you think about it? Oh, I think it's something. I'm not trying to scare you, folks. Just give you the info. Facts.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warren Eckstein time here on the DJV program. Warren is the host of the Weekend Pet Show, heard around the country. And it has, he and Marconi were great friends. He's been doing the program since Marconi put us all, gave us the opportunity to go on the air. People tease me about that stuff, Warren, as well. Warren is an expert in all sorts of things that have to do with your dog, your cat, your pets. And he is here now to prove to the rest of the world how important it is for dog owners to take credit for the happiness quotient that they have, because apparently dog owners are happier than cat owners, right?
First of all, let me just state for the record that I totally 100% disagree with this story, but I'll share it with you anyway.
Okay.
The story says that dog owners are happier than cat owners, and here's why. It seems that dog owners are happier because, number one, it's unclear specifically, but the fact is that dog owners are more apt to be married, own homes, have children, and have successful families.
There you go.
Researchers also said dog owners are more likely to form friendships with those in their neighborhoods because they typically meet people while walking their pets. Furthermore, dog owners are more likely to consider their pet a family member. They also play with their pets more and seek comfort from them, this according to the study. Now, I totally disagree with this because every cat I've ever lived with, first of all, has walked on a leash and harness so I can take them outside. Every cat I ever lived with is socialized and got along with everyone. The problem is that cats are so smart, very often they convince people that nothing could be taught them just so we leave them alone a little bit, I think.
Really?
Cats, cats just as smart. I believe that sometimes cat guardians may even be happier. And the reason I say that is because they spend more time inside with their cat. They cuddle a lot with their cat. They watch more TV with their cat. I think it depends on the person. I don't think it depends on the pet. So you're wrong, Doug.
Oh, of course I am. What the heck? Why not be wrong once in a blue moon? There are people who are studying, veterinarians are studying the signs that dogs present. I bet cats do, too, and other domesticated animals. When your dog needs help, do you think there's a way of training people? Let's say your dog is sick or is sad or any. What sort of signs present that it's important for owners to know and watch for so that they can take appropriate action if the dog's trying to tell them something?
Here's what I do with every pet I've ever lived with. Number one is I take pictures at least once every 2 weeks of any pet that's in my house. So I want to look at this picture from this week and a picture from 2 weeks ago to see if there's any changes. That's number one. Number two is I watch my pets very closely when they're feeling great, when everything's okay. Because if you know what everything's okay looks like, then it's easier to determine if the dog isn't drinking as much water, if the cat isn't climbing up on the chair as much. So knowing what your pet looks like or acts like when they're feeling good is really the most important thing to understand to determine if your pet is feeling bad. That's how I approach it. Pictures, videos, great thing to do right now. However, if you notice any differences with your dog or cat, the first thing to do, obviously, is to get in touch with your veterinarian, because so many times a minor thing can be easily resolved, and people, let me watch it, and then it becomes a major thing. So if you notice changes in your dog or cat's behavior, a quick trip to the vet is always a good idea.
All right. And here is something you were talking about, taking pictures. Snapchat has created lenses that could turn them into dogs. Snapchat is going full circle, adding lenses specifically for dogs. I don't know why we would need to take photos of dogs with special lenses. Why would you think? When you take pictures, what do you use? Your cell phone? I mean, iPhone?
I use my cell phone, or if I have a camera hand, I use my cell phone because it's easier for me to compare. And anywhere I am, I say, I got 5 minutes, let me look at what they look like now, let me see what they look like. It's amazing the changes you can see, because it's kind of like if you're eating a lot and you're gaining weight, you don't realize it.
Right.
And it's the same thing with our dogs. In other words, if they're gaining weight, we don't realize they're gaining weight, which can cause a lot of behavioral issues as well as physiological issues. So just kind of taking those pictures is really, really important. Are they getting a little gray around the muzzle? I'll even take pictures of their teeth sometimes to see if the teeth are staying the same color. But that's, again, that's Warren.
let me go back a little bit to what I said a minute ago in terms of taking pictures. Maybe this is our consistency in this conversation, to see if pets have something wrong. For example, pet allergies. I'm thinking my Daisy has an allergy to something because she's got these little, she keeps scratching her neck and it's the little, it's scratching and there's blood a little bit, a little pockets of something there. I'm thinking, so is that some, is there a way to keep our eye on these allergies, potential allergies?
Yeah. In other words, there are so many things being done now with allergies. If you notice your dog is licking the bottom of their paws or the top of their paws, all of that stuff is real information that your vet can use to determine what type of allergy and what type of situation you need to do to resolve it.
All right. Warren Eckstein with us here on the DJV program. Check out thepetshow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.